All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Roland Lee, and welcome to the Roland Lee Show. This afternoon, I want to talk about dating sites and the five reasons why they are a waste of time in 2022. The number one reason, I think, unrealistic standards. And what I mean by that is I think a lot of women have unrealistic standards when it comes to dating nowadays. And I completely blame it on social media. I think social media has really destroyed the relationships between women and men for some, pretty much for some years now, that I've noticed. For one, okay, I've met a couple of girls on there where one girl, she was a driver at Amazon, and she had, I think she had roughly like three kids. And at the time, I was a driver also, but just for a different company, the delivery company. And I mean, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I don't judge anybody based off of, especially women. You know, I don't. You know, for me, when I look for a woman, I just want her to have a good personality. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that you may not have a career, but you have a job. You know, people, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know, I understand, you know. So my woman, I don't date obese women. So I want her to be, you know, somewhat in shape and just have, you know, a good personality as far as that, far as dating. But on the other hand, the woman, she can have, you know, 3, 4, 5 kids, basic job, you know, just barely making it. And yet she want a guy that's like, you know, he got to be over 6 feet. I'm going to just say over 6 feet. He's got to be athletic. He got to have the beard. He got to rock the, you know, the dreadlocks, and he got to dress this way. And, you know, he got to make over 6 figures and just, you know, totally unrealistic. I mean, it's realistic in a sense where there's top tier men that's out there like that, but there's, you know, in the black community, there's a small percent, I think, you know. So you take this average looking woman, you know, without makeup, she's possibly like a 6 or 7, you know, but with makeup, you know, she's a 10, you know, as far as looks. And you take a woman like that, and you know, she just have these unrealistic, like, you know, what her idea of man is supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, girl, like, get into reality and get out of this delusion, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. So that's one main reason why dating on these sites, whether, you know, it's Plenty of Fish or Baidu or whatever, Bumble or you know, Tinder, all of them, you know, all of them are a complete waste of time, pretty much. And then reason number two, they are specifically designed for women. They are. I don't care what anybody says, like, these sites are completely designed for women. I've seen women that's 300-400 pounds on there, and they get 500 messages a day, opposed to your, you know, I probably might get 2 or 3 messages a day if I'm lucky, you know. And I've seen the average looking woman can get over like 200 or 300 messages per day, all around the city, all around the state, around the country. You know, it's completely lopsided. So yeah, it's pretty obvious they are designed for women, you know. They are. Okay, and reason number three, instant gratification. Everybody wants instant gratification, you know. And I take it back to social media. Social media has really destroyed the minds of people, you know, in a sense. And everything has to be instant, you know. She wanna, you know, I feel like relationships is not like, people really don't take their time and try to develop friendships, you know, and then into relationships. It's bam, I meet you, okay, he's cute, she's cute, okay, next thing you know, we having sex. Then it's, you know, And that's pretty much where we are in the dating scene. And these sites are really destroying, you know, the relationships between women and men. I think so. Okay, and reason number four is delusion. Meaning that they are, no matter what, like I said before, she could have 5 kids, but she wants you to be over 6 feet and you got to make this certain amount. She can be average looking, you know, but you know, she wants you to be, you know, Drake, or, you know, just this super handsome guy, you know what I'm saying? Like even if she's average or below, she wants you to be, you know, top tier pretty much. Yeah. And that's it's with the average chick, man. And I grew up, you know, in the '80s and nineties, and it is completely, it's a completely different atmosphere as far as dating. I remember when, you know, when I was in high school, even in junior high, it's like your personality went a long way back then. You know, it's a trip out how things have changed. You know, when I mainly started noticing it in probably 2002 is when I first started getting a glimpse of this. You know, and I'm like, whoa, like, it didn't used to be this hard, man. Like, you know, finding a girl, especially, you know, I'm out here in LA, Los Angeles, so the Hollywood thing, you know, theme or whatever, it's taken over. And like I said, if you don't look like this, you know, this rapper or this actor, if you don't have this certain swag, or if you just a regular dude, like, you're gonna struggle. You work a regular job, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really got to be out here on your grind and on your purpose, you know. Because if you're not, you know, it's like you get looked past. You know, I have females, you know, I just walking through the neighborhood, they just look right through me or past me, you know. So, yeah, delusion. And that's what, you know, like, it's pretty sad because it's going to keep a lot of people single, you know, women and men. You know, I know guys like that, you know. I don't want to just put it all off on women. You know, I don't want this to be, you know, I know guys that's shallow like that, you know, and it's really sad in a sense, you know. But this is where we are in 2022, so yeah. And number five, too much emotional baggage. Okay, I get a person, we all have been through heartache, and, you know, we've been let down, whether it's family, friends, relationships, marriage, whatever. We all have been let down in some sort of way, you know. I myself, like, I've been cheated on, you know what I'm saying, and it hurts, you know what I'm saying. But one thing I noticed, the difference in between women and men, when we go through stuff, like if we go through heartache, we pretty much get over things pretty easily, you know what I'm saying, and fast. Sometime not, it depend on, you know, the situation, but most guys that I know, like, if we go through something, like, we get over it fast. And also, we don't bring it into the next relationship. We just don't do that. Women, on the other hand, it's a different story. They could go through something with this guy, break up with him, move on to something else, and bring that same situation, that same, all that emotion into this next relationship, you know. And I've dealt with it time and time again on these dating sites. I'm telling you, it's like, even in if you meet a chick in real life, you go through it, you know what I'm saying? But I mainly go through it when I meet chicks on these dating sites, you know. And you sit there like, wait a minute, I haven't cheated, I haven't did anything. Like, why am I going through this? Like, why are you putting me through this? And then you find out it's because Tom, Dick, and Harry didn't, you know, they fucked over, you know what I'm saying? So now she moved on from that situation and didn't have time to really heal from it. Which I think, you know, a psychiatrist, you know, I think you chicks should really go, you know, get some kind of help before you move on to something else, you know. And you mention a psychiatrist and they instantly think you know, saying they're crazy. And it's like, no, we're not saying you're crazy. Is that you need to, you know, heal, take time to heal from that, you know, because it's not fair to the next person, you know. It's not fair to put them through that, you know. And me myself, I'm not a cheater, I don't cheat. I feel like if I go into something and I decide that this person, I'm making this person my woman, she pretty much checks off everything on the list in order, you know, for me to make her my woman. Like, you know, I shouldn't have to look for other things in another woman that she doesn't have. You know what I'm saying? She has to have everything that, you know, on my list. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see a reason to do that. Like, you know, I've never really been a cheater. So for me to get accused of cheating, you know, and saying I'm doing this and I'm sneaking around and doing this with this woman, is like, whoa, that's not even in my character. You know what I'm saying? This is obviously coming from somewhere else. So I had to learn that early on, man. And when I encounter a situation like that, I cut it off quick. I cut it off real fast. You know, for one, you're not going to sit there and talk about another guy to me. You know, it's cool to, you know, share experiences. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I do it also. You know what I'm saying? But there's a cutoff limit with me. It's like, you're not going to sit. For one, I'm not your psychiatrist. That's number one. Number two is, if you sit there and talk about a guy over and over and over again, you're obviously not over that guy. And I pick up on that instantly. So I don't know what other guys do or what they tolerate, but me personally, it's like, I don't tolerate shit like that. I cut it off. I nip it off at the bud real quick. So, just too much emotional baggage, man, that I've encountered over and over again. And it's the reason why in 2022, I'm deleting all of my dating sites. It's a complete waste of time. I think, the old cold approach, where you meet a chick down the street or you meet her in the store, wherever, you know what I'm saying? I think that works better. A lot of times when you meet, and I'm a person, like, this is another pet peeve of mine. I don't take a lot of pictures of myself. I don't walk up and down the street taking selfies. I don't do that. The video chat thing, I'm not really comfortable with, you know what I'm saying? Depending on the situation, I might be out and I'm exercising, I'm jogging, I'm riding my bike and my face is sweaty and just whatever, you know what I'm saying? I don't look the way, you know, I think I should look, you know, on a video chat, you know what I'm saying? And I constantly get these chicks, they just like, oh, you know, send me a picture, this video chat. It's like, why? You know, oh, well, I think you might be catfishing me. And you say you're 168 pounds and then you might be, you know, 300 pounds. And, you know, and yeah, it's crazy. I experienced that way too many times. You know, so if you meet a chick in person, she get a feel for, you know, how you look. There's nothing to hide no more. It's all of what you see, you know what I'm saying? It's you know, and I think it's call me old fashioned, but I think it's better like that. I think it's, you know, if you meet a chick in person, she get to hear your voice very good. She get to, you know, see your mannerisms, your weight, how you look, how you dress, you know, just get a feel for your whole personality, you know, opposed to talking to someone on a text or just over the phone. You know, she get to see you, the total package. So I'm really in favor of a cold approach. So yeah, but yeah, those are my five main reasons why dating sites are a complete waste of time in 2022. I am your host, Roland Lee, and thank you for listening to this audio. I will be uploading more content, so be on the lookout for that. And you guys have a very, very safe good night.